I want to share my dream from last night before I forget. So I'm up early to tell you guys all about it because it was so vivid. I could feel and sense everything that was going on. And I wake up, it's 4 a.m. and it's like I have a purpose. I know my purpose, my reason to be alive, and it is to shine my light. I value my life so much more. I have more clarity about who I am and my purpose here on this planet. Okay, so let me tell you about my dream last night. I was in a familiar city visiting friends and family. We were at this house where kids were fighting over the internet. I wanted to use the internet, but it was locked or it was limited. A girl was explaining that you had to pay for it, and I immediately felt restricted. The environment in the house was very cluttered. There was old furniture filled with buckets of clothes and items everywhere. Like, I had to crawl and step over stuff to get to the next room. The air was thin. I felt restricted in my breathing, in my thinking, all throughout the dream. I also tried on clothes before I went outside with this girl in my dreams, and the clothes were extremely oversized, outdated, and unsightly. I recall that there was a stain on the back of the shirt that we were trying to hide, and we spent a lot of time, trying to adjust them on my body. I remember walking down the street with the girl. She was meeting up with this guy, but the timing was off. There was a lady in a fire truck who arrives to let us in this building, and this place too was also small and cramped and dirty. Like, the ceilings were really low. I was really trying to like fit into this room. A guy arrives and he passes the girl something to smoke, and I tell him about the lady in the fire truck. And then I start sharing my knowledge about trucks in the same way that I was, sharing my knowledge to the girl, you know, to clean up, paint the walls in the room and decorate in the house. And I felt like I was in this dream for a long time. It was vivid. I was analyzing everything. And now that I am awake, I'm just like, I have to share this. This is wild. And maybe it was a lucid dream, I'm not sure, but the way that I feel now, I'm glad that I'm free. I'm glad that I am alive at this time, because the dream seemed to be set back in an older time, about 40 or 50 years ago, because of the, you know, the clothes and the consciousness of the characters. Like, they didn't know that we had free Wi-Fi anywhere. Or like we could just FaceTime somebody instead of meeting up at the location and getting the wrong time. I find this relevant to share because I am on my personal journey here on this planet, learning, growing, evolving, expanding my consciousness to be all that I can be. And there are times or situations where people have tried to stop me. They don't like me for whatever reason. While I'm just living my own life, expressing who I am, what I want and desire, which could be the very thing to help them out. You know, this, like what I want, what I see, can uplift humanity. I have a valuable contribution to make. We all do. So I cannot be concerned with somebody else's limitations. I am doing the work to heal myself, love myself, shine my light because the world obviously needs it. Otherwise, I would not be here today. I wouldn't be alive to tell you this. The divine, God, the universe gave me life today. So I honor it and I appreciate it in everything that I do. Like, that's my dream from last night. I had to tell y'all. I talk about living the life of your dreams a lot on this podcast. I think the dream realm is important for us to make note of because it's like a form of imagination and it can give us clues to things happening and solutions, you know, that we may be seeking in this waking life to, you know, recognize that we are not limited by anyone or anything outside of us. This dream also helped me to see the progression of life from generation to generation. Like, our ancestors didn't have some of the tools and things that we have, you know, access to today. The normalcy to have an online business or host video chats or getting paid for podcasts, going live, etc. And it's not that they were incapable of it. It just wasn't prevalent or popular or the mainstream thing to do. And that's what I mean by consciousness. It's like these things were always brewing or, you know, just coming into fruition. It's just, you know, I don't know. This is what makes life interesting. And, you know, things have progressed. We have the metaverse now as a means to earning income. And this can change your livelihood for the better, you know, to live in a new and improved way. We can appreciate that, take advantage of these opportunities, you know, that are available, and also add to the next level of advancement. Just the fact that you are present and alive today, like, yes, like you, that's what you're doing. You have to open up to trying new things, seeing, you know, different things, looking at life in a whole new way through a different lens. I know that I have made some changes throughout my life, and obviously there is more because I am alive today. I am here to experience all that life has to offer. What a joy that is. What a blessing. What a pleasure it is to be alive and well. Let's ease into the day with some soft, jazzy music. Yeah, that dream was wild. I wanted to share it because I felt so limited, restricted, and constrained. And I woke up like, man, I'm free. I can do what I want. I can be what I want. Let me use the internet. Let me appreciate, you know, everything. We currently live in a digital world. It's where we're heading. You know, we've got to make some changes. Only take what you need and leave behind the rest. I used to live in Texas for the past 9 or 10 years. I lived at one apartment where they installed some internet cables. I forgot the proper name for it, but in my hometown in Louisiana, they are just now installing those same internet cables, and I see how behind or outdated people are according to the region or location. Country life is way different than, you know, city life, a populated city, to be honest. You know, so is the way of living. It's like the way that people think and do things in, you know, in Houston, Texas is like, oh my gosh, it's so fast paced and high energy and so many different, you know, cultures and people. I love it. And if you don't get outside of where you are or challenge yourself for more or express your freedom, you can get left behind. Like in my hometown, they are like 10 years behind. It's gentrified and some of the same old stuff. Like, I cannot stay here. I gotta go. Or I'll have to be the one to, you know, make the changes. And that is one reason why I have been consistent with sharing a piece of content online as often as I can, practically daily, because, you know, this is the trend now. This is where humanity is going. You know, even if it doesn't come out right or I don't get the best results, it's going to lead to something better. This is the process of growth and joyous expansion. Since it is an early start for me, I am going to do a card reading, pull a couple cards just to connect with my higher self, my God self. I am so happy to be alive, and I am, you know, ready to, you know, stretch my wings, flex, do a little bit more, ask for more, receive more love and joy and health and happiness into my life. So that is the groundwork, the foundation that I'm setting for this card reading. I guess I can turn on the music for a little play here. I'm listening to some jazz music. It's so early, but we gonna turn up the heat later on today. Maybe you guys can join me if you're interested. All right, so the first card that we have is Bridget, inner strength, move back to wholeness, recognize that you have the power. Oh yes, I feel it so much. Bridget appears holding a bowl of fire. She is associated with the time of spring, and it is currently spring right now. You know, all the leaves and the plants and the flowers are growing back. Is just so beautiful and magical to see how planet Earth goes through her own process of rebirth and renewal, you know. So it's like, I do feel in alignment with that right now. I'm in touch with this inner strength, move back to wholeness. The next card I have is Mahavatar Babaji, soul expansion. Your consciousness is expanding. You understand the connections between all things. Yes, I just love the idea of the soul. It's like, where is it? How do we find it? Like, how do you define the soul? And how is it expanding? In what ways? It's like, it's so, you know, interesting, intriguing, trying to figure it out. And by you doing that, you are, you know, your consciousness is expanding. You may have feel like you have retreated from the world recently, and maybe you have not been as active socially or spiritually, but this time of inner rest has really paid off. You are becoming more and more consciously aware of how connected you are to God and all living beings. This sense of union is called yoga, and yoga goes way beyond your physical ability and into a sense of awareness that is created through spiritual practice, meditation, and devotion to the divine. So yeah, you can, you know, I want to say, if you're listening to this podcast, your soul is expanding, okay? You are understanding the connections between everything, whether it's other people, to this planet, to animals. We are all one. Okay, the next card is Master Jesus shows up. You are on the path of light, love, and forgiveness. Father healing is possible at this time. Master Jesus shows up, reminding us to forgive. And sometimes we have to forgive ourselves for, you know, not knowing something or not doing something. You know, this is a part of the healing journey, to forgive yourself and to forgive others, so that you can move into more light. You can receive more love in your life. And maybe you might be disconnected from your father at this time, or, you know, a father figure. Here's a little quote for you: forgive and let live, because there is so much more beauty and blessings and opportunities waiting for you on the other side of healing. So that's what we have from Master Jesus. The next card that we have is Isis. Isis is the goddess of magic manifesting your dreams, Your visions and goals are becoming a reality. Stay focused. I'm just like, oh, I gotta go and get the day started. Like, where could I go big today? Like, how can I have the best day? Where is my greatest joy? That is how I want to start off the day and love, you know, inspired, you know, full of life and vitality. So that is what I have for you guys today. Later, we'll play next time on the Creative Album. If this has helped you in any way, you can support my work by contributing financially, sharing with friends, or you have the option to join the creative community with a monthly subscription that gives access to exclusive member-only content right here on the podcast.